full attendance appears and solves all these things. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, it was a very beautiful forest. Creepers rolling surrounding the trees with so much flowers, fragrant flowers, birds, so much. Humming. So many deer pairs jumping here and there. Cuckoos were singing, Radhe Radhe. Peacocks were dancing. Each tree, Sook and Sari. He and sea parrots on the separate benches were sitting, and they were telling, one was telling, Radhe, Sari, he parrot, and he parrot, Krishna, very beautiful, and swirling each other. She parrot was telling, my Radha is superior than Krishna, and he parrot was denying and telling that Sri Krishna is more superior than Srimati Radhika. Radhika is subordinate to Krishna, and Sri Parat was telling, no, Krishna is subordinate to my Aradhya Devi, Srimati Radhika. Parat told that Krishna is so beautiful. Sri Parat told, answered, he is beautiful, but when he is with Radha, otherwise he is not born. Not beautiful. He is only black. But when Srimati Radhika is there, and the reflection of Srimati Radhika's color comes on the Krishna, then he, Krishna, is so beautiful, Manmatha and Manmatha. Otherwise, he is Madan Mohan, Madan Mohita. Then he parrot told, Krishna is decorated with peacock's feathers. Yes, you know why? Because my Ishwari name Radha is written on that, in peacock feather. You will see that the name of Radhe, it is written on them. So Krishna is taking on his head. Then he parrot told that Krishna is so beautiful, and his the mukut of Krishna, what? Crown, having the peacock feather, is bending towards, bending, and Krishna is looking so beautiful. Then she told that, do you know why? Because that crown with peacock feather is inclined towards Srimati Radhika to touch the feet of Radhika. Then he parrot told, Krishna sound and his beautiful swar, sound of float is so melodious. Then Sri Parat told that if Radhika sings in seventh tune, then Krishna float and Krishna voice becomes so low. So they were quarreling. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing all these things, tears were coming in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was trembling. He was weeping. At once he saw that. He parrot and he parrot, they came together on the same branch and they told that we should try to compromise. He parrot told. Well, he parrot was agree. Oh, yes, we should not quarrel among us. We should have compromise. Then what compromise? She parrot asked her, what type of a compromise you want? Because I used to tell, I will be agree. Then they agreed that both are beautiful if they are together. But anyhow, Srimati Radhika is more. He told, yes, I agree. I agree. Then compromise was there. At once a deer came and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was waiting, trembling and calling, oh Krishna, where you are. The deer saying that it is my previous Krishna. She at once came with her husband and began to chatne laga Krishna Mahaprabhu ka anga. Began to licking. Began to lick it with her and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some birds came, sea parrot and parrot. They sat on the shoulder of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On the shoulder of Krishna. And singing melodiously. Peacocks came and surrounded Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They thought that he has changed his color, but he is same Krishna. They began to do, yeah, keka, keka, they began to shout and dance. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there and feeling. And hearing all these things, she fell flat on the earth and began to roll, oh Krishna, where you are. So this place is, what place? Bahulavan. I think they have told all the story there. No. What?
Not in so beautiful
detail. Why, it may be that it was a very secret place, heavy jungle, and Krishna had play on through that and calling all the gopis. It may be Ross, no harm. But anyhow, Chaitanya Charitamrita and all our books has written by like this. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami also has written like this. No. There are so many villages where we could not go because the bus cannot go there. But there are so many villages, all the villages have been the same name as Krishna pastime was. We left one village, perhaps you have passed through that was Chattikara. Heard that? Chattikara. In the way, when you mold towards Bahulavan from Mathura going after Vrindavan road, Chattikara. Shaktikara means Shaktikara. Tik Shabda. There is a Shabda Tik in Hindi. Tikana. Tikana means to stay there. Krishna and Baldev with his father and mother, when they were at the age of 3.5, all the gopis left and gopis left Gopa and Gopi, left Gokul, Mahavan, and they came to this Vrindavan and stayed for about 4-5 years there. And from there, Krishna used to do cow herd, cow grazing. Kali Nag, you know, demon, Kaliya demon. Krishna danda diya usko, punished him from there. Rasa was also from there, Krishna used to come. Vrindavan was not a place of staying there, not like a village, but it was a very deep forest where Bansi Bhat and Seva Kunja, Nidhuban, all these places. He used to come to play with Sakha and with Sakhi. Not a staying there, no village at all. Village was Chattikara. And after, at that time, there is a place, Ral, near Bahulaban, Ral, where Raval, the father of Srimati Radhika, Vrishabhan Maharaj, which is all family and also with Srimati Radhika, used to live there, near to Chattikara. We have not done, but we are doing pranam from here. From there they used to go to Radha Kunda, Surya Kunda and all other places. We have crossed anywhere, passed through that village, Gatiha. Gatiha means the place where Dantabhakra came and attacked Mathura and he was killed by Krishna. That place. And after that Krishna went to Gokul and he took all the Gopa and Gopis and entered in Aprakat Brajalila. And his one manifestation, Dwarkanath, went to Dwarka. And after that he also left Dwarka and he entered in Golok with all his associates. So Gatiha. There is a village named Maghara, Maghera. What is called Maghera? Maghera. When Krishna and Baldev Prabhu were taken by Akrur to Mathura, all Gopa and Gopi were feeling so much separation. The bell began to weep loudly, so loudly. They told that we will never return to our home. We will die here until Krishna comes. So they waited there and cried there. And they were saying that when Krishna comes, always sing to us, Krishna, when he will come towards Mathura. Because at that time Krishna was here. Feeling so much separation, always waiting. They were watching for Krishna, so this place is Maghera. There is also places, Shantanu Kunda. We will go to Govardhan through that way. Shantanu Kunda. You know Shantanu, who was Shantuni? The father of Bhishma Pitama. He wanted to worship Krishna, that is why he left his palace and came to this Brajmandal. In that place, near Jamuna. At that time, Jamuna was flowing that through that. And he was there and he was doing aradhana of Krishna, to have a darshan of Krishna. So there is a Madhuri Kunda where Krishna with all the gopis played on the song, played on beautiful sound of flute, and everything there was so madhur, so sweet. So this is called Madhuri Kunda. So many places these are. Now we should do pranam to all the places, that they should manifest their mercy in our heart. So really we can, so we should really have Krishna prem by their the dust of that places. You should not think that this is a general this ordinary place. All are of Sachidanam. They have power to give anything like Krishna. They are also Sachidanam. I think that whole pastime places are like Baladev Prabhu. Baladev Prabhu has transferred himself into this dham. So we should try to pray to Baladev Prabhu that you should bestow your causeless mercy. That is our desire, to serve Krishna to the fullest. You should take kindly all kinds of bad desires from us. Kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, and what I was telling yesterday. Bhako begam, manasah krodha begam, jihva begam, udaro pashta begam, etan began jah visahet dhira, sarvam api prathve sakshi. What is tan beg? Bacho beg. That is the root of all the bad things. It can also bring crowd. Anything he can bring, he can destroy us. So always try to control your tongue. It has no bone. It has no backbone. She can go like this, she can go like this, sometimes here, sometimes here, sometimes up, sometimes down. She's so crooked. She can mold anywhere here and there, and can do all kinds of evil. Don't try to do joke at any or of friends or Vaishnava or anyone. In joking, we may tell anything to anyone. If you joke to our Gurudev, Vaishnava, sometimes it may do offense. By joking, sometimes offense are made. And after that, usually. So don't try to joke anyone. Especially, lady devotees should not joke with any male, and male should not joke with any lady devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned strictly, this son can do anything wrong. You know, perhaps, Ramchandra was in Dandakaranya, solving the promise of his father. Ram, Lakshman and Sita were there in Panchavati of Dandakaranya. Understand? Once Raman sent Marich in the shape of golden deer. Sita was charmed. She prayed her husband that I want to have this golden deer. I have never saw any deer like this. So I want. And if it is not alive, anyhow, I want to.
This is tamal tree. Yeah? I first tamal tree and also kadamba tree. Everywhere. You will see. Conjugal, like Krishna and Radha. But now the jungles are going to be clear and cultivated. You are lucky that you have come after that. What will be, we cannot see. So you are anyhow so lucky to come here.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
This is Bhandi. Bhandi. But we are now going to Bhandi. But.
Forest of Bhandi. And this is the same tree.
What? Banyan tree.
We will
from 5,000
years.
From 5,000 years.
It may be more. Coming, going. Not link. Going. Stopping. The bears of the Benyain will come and it will become new and again old will go, new are coming. So continuous coming and going. From ancient 5,000 or more years before. We will glorify afterwards.
ये कोई काम का बेकार का आदमी व्यवस्था नहीं करता. हमारे सामने आएगा तो एक थप्पड़ लगा दे. कोई व्यवस्था नहीं. बस का व्यवस्था नहीं करता है, इसकी व्यवस्था नहीं करता है. सब चीज एकदम ठीक होना चाहिए. इन ब्रजमंडल दिस इज द वन ऑफ द प्रोमिनेंट past and place in whole Braja. And it is called Bhandirban. The meaning of the Bhandirban is that Bhandirban ka ye matlab hai, ye arth hai. Bhand means to illuminate, prakash dena. Ya Krishna ko prakash karta hai, Krishna ki bhakti ko prakash karta hai. It illuminates Krishna Bhakti, Krishna, Radha and Gopi, everything. Krishna used to come with his so many cowherd boys. The first pastimes of Krishna was done in the very boyhood when he was about 1 year old or 2 or 3. Nand Baba came. Keeping Krishna in his lap, Krishna ko godi mein lekar ke, aur Nand Baba is jagah mein aaye. Yahi par sakha log gocharan kar rahe the. All the sakhas were cow herding here. Nand Baba wanted to see and watch and look after how they are doing. So he came to this place, but at once it became so dark here. Clouds came, and the sky was full of all clouds. And very slowly, rain was going on. Barsha bhi thodi thodi hone lag gayi. Clouds were here, and also the forest was covered with so many
trees
like tamal tree. So it became more dark. Like night, Nand Baba thought that how to protect Krishna, his very small child. He was thinking, why aisa soch rahe the? Itne mein unhone dekha jab Brishbhanu ji ki duladi ladli wahan par aa gayi. He saw that the darling daughter of Brishbhanu Maharaj, in a very little age she came and at once did like this, and Krishna came on his
arms.
But Nand Baba was so wondered how it became, and at once he took in his arm and came to this tree, and they became both Kishore Kishori. In a very beautiful age of Krishna became of 15 and Srimati Radhika became of 13. So beautiful pair. In the meantime, all the sakhis of Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra and all assembled here. In the meantime, they saw that Brahma has come with four mouths, heads. Lalita told that there will be marriage of Krishna and Radha here. Gandharva Vivaha Hoga. You know Gandharva marriage? Only changing of their garlands. Only this is marriage. Not by priests, by Vedic months or anything. So Radha and Krishna sat there. All sakhis were singing the songs of marriages. Vivaha ka kirtan gaan karne lag gayi. Koi they were playing the part of nine means barbari, the wife barber, she barber, and some another parts, all were doing the parts of all in marriage party as it is done. Brahma began to recite mantras. After that, and here in this place, in the
under a banyan,
under this banyan tree, that Gandharva Vivaha took place. After it was done, Brahma went to his lok, and Sakhi all vanished, and Srimati again took Krishna in his arm, her arm. And Nand Baba was looking here and searching, where is Krishna? Kaha Krishna hai Krishna? And she took her in his arm and went again and gave it to
Nanda Baba.
Nanda Baba ko usne apne arm se, apne bhujaon se lekar ke unke godi mein arpit kar diya. Then clouds were gone and it was very sunshining day, and he returned to his abode. First this. Second, Krishna used to come here with so many lakhs and lakhs cowherd boy here. And he used to take what her mother and their mothers had sent. They used to keep hanging here butter, chapati, bread,
pickle,
power, fruit,
achar pakori,
and also achar, you know,
pickle
and pakori, pickle.
Yeah.
A very delicious treat, no? Everything. And they used to keep their cows here, grazing, and used to sit, as we are sitting here, in the middle, Krishna used to, and Baldev sometimes. And if not Baldev, then Krishna used to sit in the middle and all round. First round, second, third, fourth, fifth, seventh, tenth, hundredth, and more than that. But everyone used to see Krishna, that I am sitting in front of Krishna. And Krishna is laughing and making jokes with me only. Those who are in the back, also there. जो पीछे की तरफ में थे वो भी देख रहे हैं जो कृष्ण के हमारे सामने में हैं और भोजन कर रहे हैं, खिला रहे हैं, हंस रहे हैं, हंसा रहे हैं. जो साइड में है, जो इधर में है, जो दूर बहुत है, those who are far away, very far away, they are thinking that I am so nearer to Krishna. I am the nearest and I am joking and taking and joking. So here they used to take their breakfast or midday prasadam or everything which their mothers have sent here. Sometimes here in joking, Krishna used to take Krishna unka bhojan le lete the, chinkar. Aur kabhi wo log inka le lete the. Each other they used to take their meals.
Snatching their meals. Snatch from each other.
Snatching from each other. And quarreling and doing so jokes. Once, Madhumangal was there.